Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Caffeine. Just gonna... It's how we...
Good shit.
Do you know what you do? You can't go a day, a minute, a second without stimulation.
Yeah.
You need to be stimulated.
That's right. Stimulate me.
Okay, I will. All right.
Stimulate my mind.
Okay, fine. Okay. All right, I will.
Blow me.
You want to be stimulated?
Blow me away.
All right. Stimulation coming your way. Did you know that the grooves on a coin...
The grooves?
Yeah.
Matt Berry.
Sorry, I was just... Matt Berry?
Yeah, is that his name? Yeah, Matt Berry.
Chuck Berry.
No, Matt Berry, the comedian, voiceover guy.
Oh, I was thinking about more
Toast,
like...
Toast of London, fucking amazing show.
Can you hold a note?
Yeah. Kay. I've got a tenner in my pocket right now.
Oh, there we go.
Touché. If you're as quick as you are right now on the podcast, hey, this is going to be a goodie.
Yeah, I'm fucking back and I'm ready to rock.
Anyway, here, did you know that grooves on a penny are there because they show respect to the old coin, which was done on the weight of it. So as gold was measured in weight. And what you used to do is you would weigh the coin to see how much it cost. And people used to chip away at the sides and flake off bits and create a new coin. Mm-hmm. Hence why pennies have grooves on the side in order of respect of the old coins.
Mm. I mean, as far as stimulation goes, I'm not about to climb it.
Oh my God. Well, tell you what, do you want to be stimulated with this episode today?
Yeah.
You like, yeah. Hey.
I think the listeners want to be stimulated.
Hey,
too.
Mitt, do you like pop bands?
Yeah, I've got a bit of a penchant for a pop band.
Do you like Pussycat Dolls?
What?
I'll say it again.
Do I like
Pussycat Dolls?
I fucking do.
There you go. You feeling stimulated?
Yeah. Wow. Now we're getting going.
We have Ashley Roberts on the podcast today. What?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I better get myself ready for it.
Sorry, that's the creepiest thing.
Oh no, I mean mentally prepare myself and
for what? What do you think is gonna happen?
Just to, you know, put on a good show.
I like it. I like where your head's
at. We can't have pop stars coming in here and it's mundane.
I'm liking
boring.
Where your head is at.
Yeah.
That is you
but we're talking about it like we don't know what. Like,
oh yeah, we've done it.
We've already done it.
Yeah, so. But
because you always trying to fool the listeners. Just be honest. We've already done it. It was fucking great. We had a great time. You're going to really enjoy it.
You're a bag of douche. You know that?
You're a fucking chipped coin.
Oh, God. All right. Great start to an energetic podcast. But to ruin it.
I enjoyed it.
All right, everybody. Hey, listen, Ashley is on the podcast. Great friend of ours now. Great friend of ours. Just claiming that she's my great friend.
You invited
She's a great friend of mine.
You invited her for dinner afterwards. She was like,
I
yeah,
did. I invited her for dinner. Yeah, sure. Creepy.
Sure. Maybe 2023.
Yeah, no, but she's great. I love Ashley. She's friends with Jeanette, another friend of the podcast. She has a new show out, which is coming out called The Real Dirty Dancing. It's on E4. You have to go and check it out. She's on Heart Breakfast doing radio. She's just a great all-round human being. Lots of energy, lots of fun. You're going to love this episode. Some serious points, some smart points, some silly points, and some funny points. She's great. Hey, to all you lovely listeners as well, please get in contact. We want to hear from you. Any suggestions, what to talk about, anything you want to comment on me. We have our bonus episodes that we'd love to hear from you. And also, you know, wedding planning and stuff like that. Send us an email.
Yeah. I got a suggestion.
All right.
Stop talking about yourself. So
email
much.
It. Email it, mate. Email it. I'll tell you what. Why don't you?
What's your email address?
What, I'll tell you now.
Come on.
contact@privatepartspodcast.com.
All right.
Send an email.
You're going to get a couple from me.
Great. Can't wait. All right, everybody. Here's Ashley Roberts on the podcast. Can't wait for that email. Enjoy it. So when did we last see each other? The
LGBTQ
there you go.
Plus
mm-hmm.
awards.
Jamie, I remember you talking about this.
He had a flashy shirt on.
He was annoyed that he didn't get hit on.
I think he did a little bit, no?
I think I did more than get a little
bit. Excuse me.
I was given...
didn't you also... sorry about that, yeah.
Woo! It was fun, though.
It was really fun.
That was the first time I feel like we properly hung out.
And I not to blow your own trumpet.
Hey.
Hey, get ready for this.
I got a trumpet.
You go, oh, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
What was that? The Pied Piper. Sorry. That was really creepy.
Just blowing your trumpet.
What
is that thing they put on the end of a trumpet? Just quickly. You know they put that. They have like a muffler.
Is that a
just
trumpet?
Just gives it extra oomph. Is it another trumpet?
I thought it was to stop
it's
the.
It's like an extra mic, no?
Stop the trumping. Oh, is it an extra?
I should know this. Unfortunately, I don't. They
don't. What, do you play the trumpet?
No, but you know, I'm like in the musical world, or I was. So
they don't put a trumpet on end of a trumpet.
No, that doesn't make sense. Just like give it an extra gusto of sound.
It's called a muffler, I think.
Mm. Cool. Anyway, roll with that.
The point is, better. So I sat next to you.
Yes.
And I just had the greatest, and I left, and I was like, you're just one of the greatest people.
What?
Yeah, well, you left before me.
That, you didn't say that
I
to me.
I did leave.
Yeah.
You went, God, it was such a dreary evening.
You did, you left before me.
I did because I have radio in the morning. I have to wake up at 5 a.m., so sometimes I'm professional.
Unlike you.
I don't have radio in the morning.
Stay till the very end, get horrendously drunk, argue with your, well.
With myself in the mirror. Yeah. Why are you so good looking? Why are you so tall?
Catch yourself in the... Whoa, is that Brad Pitt? No, sorry. It's just me.
I do that every morning. It's annoying how tall you are.
I do love your videos, I do have to say, though.
Oh, you like
them?
You
make
like,
some fun
you like
content.
Them.
Yeah, you're funny.
You're
good
funny.
Time.
But when I sit next to you, because that was the first time we properly met.
Yeah, and which is weird, because I feel like we had met, yeah, but we hadn't.
But why do we feel like we've met before?
Maybe you're kindred spirits.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what mutual
soul
friends?
Sisters.
Let's try and work it out. Mutual friends. Go.
Hugo Taylor, no?
Hugo Taylor.
Yeah, because I was in the jungle with him.
That is what it is.
And then you hang out with Spencer.
And I hang out with Spencer.
And Vogue. And yeah, I know Vogue.
That's it. You were in the jungle with Hugo, and I forgot
Made
that.
In Chelsea stuff.
There we go.
I used to, when I got out of the jungle and I moved to London, and I didn't know anybody. Hugo was like my BFF. So I would go out and about with him, and then you were on the show.
I didn't realize that was the first time you moved to the UK.
Well, I toured throughout the UK, but I hadn't lived here. I didn't know what I was doing.
So you did the jungle and then were like, I like this. And then you came to the UK because of that.
I did the jungle and they called me to do it. I didn't know much about it, but I knew there was like snakes and rats. And I was like, hell no, I'm not doing it. And then they called me back like a week or so later, like, we really want you to do it. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I'll have some stories to tell my kids someday. Got on a plane maybe a couple days later. I invited they're like, you can bring a guest. I was like, cool. I invited my bestie thinking like, I'm going to have a holiday in Australia because there's no way I'm going to stay there till the end.
Yeah, yeah.
I was there till the end.
Oh, did you get right to the end?
I kept every day on deck, kept coming in. I'm like, this is my time. You know, I'm out. Okay, I'm going to have my little holiday at the Versace Hotel.
What's your buddy doing at this point? Just literally sat there on their own, just having like a shit time.
Yeah, hanging out with all the families. Hurry up, Ashley. They watched the show and realized you can actually bring more than one person because I thought I only had one pass.
And I think what happens with the friends as well is you get this moment where in the jungle they say, they do like a challenge and the person in the camp, Ashley in this example, they're behind a door and you see like the partners behind the door going, and then they pick the different door and then the partner just goes back into like some hole somewhere.
We had that moment. So, and my bestie like sprayed a bunch of cologne thinking like I would
smell
it.
Them.
But me and Hugo, I was with him during this challenge, and we got pizza, and we were like, hell yeah, we got
pizza.
Well, so instead of seeing your friend, you got pizza.
Well, we didn't know our friend was even there. So when we got pizza, we thought hit the jackpot, friend. You know?
I was watching it. Hugo was in the jungle. And you had David Hay in there as well.
Yeah.
David Hay.
This was ages. I remember this.
He was on a strict, that was a hard diet for Hay. You know what I mean? He wasn't used to, like, just wallaby's butt and sprinkles of seeds.
Wallaby butt.
Hey, if it's butt, give it to me.
Hey.
To be fair, he probably wanted the protein. Because I remember Hugo saying that it was actually quite intense. Like, you were so hungry.
Yeah, and Helen Flanagan kept getting voted in and not doing anything. So we had no food for like
Helen weeks.
Helen.
Flanagan.
But that changed my whole like.
Not again, Flanagan.
Flanagan.
That changed the whole direction of my life, though. Now I
don't. What, the jungle changed the direction? What, you now eat butt daily?
I eat butt every day, hon, for every that day protein. That butt. It's called a balanced butt diet. Look it up.
Look it up.
Okay, I'm going to look it up.
Hey. Your face is going red.
I know. When I laugh, I laugh a lot.
Whenever he talks about butt, he gets real red.
Oh, don't, you better not talk about butt.
You better not.
Like a little tomato.
I do, because these lights are so fucking hot and everything, and then I start laughing.
Sure, blame it on the lights.
Okay, but I love that Helen Flanagan.
Yeah, she kept getting voted in. What? I can't. She kept getting voted in by the public to do all the first trials. And I didn't know anybody. I was walking in completely ignorant. And I was like, I don't know what I'll do if they ask me. So like, at first I was kind of like, oh yeah, it sucks, you know? And then like by day three, I was like, you need to grab a few stars, girl. Like, I'm going to eat my phalanges in a second. Like, it was quite intense.
You need to listen. Listen, Flanagan.
Listen, Flanagan.
Hey, you go in there, with you better eat that dick.
We want that butt. We want that butt, girl.
Get in there and eat those balls.
What are phalanges?
Is that your fingers?
Oh,
yeah, it's a scientific word.
Whoa,
for
you
fingers.
A scientist?
I know. Every now and then,
Jesus,
I've got a little nugget for you guys. Okay, watch out.
Save some.
Every
save
time some. You do the nugget, you have to make that noise as well. There it is.
A little chicken nugget right there. The phalanges is your fingers.
Yeah. Do you know McDonald's chicken nuggets have 36 ingredients? I'm just saying.
No, they don't.
Okay.
No, they don't.
Okay. Name 10 of them.
Darren?
Name 10 of them.
I don't know. I actually didn't look them up. Phalanges for show.
But
a little bit of butt.
A little bit of dick, actually.
Oh, God.
See, tiny bit
that's a good time, actually. That sounds like a good time.
Tiny bit. Tiny bit of dick.
There was
not too much.
By the way,
just a little bit.
There was this French chef who's being caught because this is a true story. His customers ended up getting, I think it's syphilis or something like that.
What?
Yeah, because he was using human semen. Yeah, and he still believed.
I didn't order this.
Okay, I'm going to read. Yes, I'm
get
not.
Get out of here.
That's not mayonnaise.
Human semen. Yeah, what, his own? Or did he like go, no, is there a shop where you can go and buy semen?
He asked his like sous chefs to do it, and then he used it. And his argument.
Jerk off in a cup.
So there was,
then
other people in on the.
Okay, let's do this. Here we go.
Would you do that?
The jizz game.
French chef using human semen. Okay, here we go. I'm Googling this.
Where's the restaurant? Yeah, just asking for a friend.
Is it a chain? What would you call it?
Is it in the nuggets?
Spunkies.
Should we make our own nuggets, guys?
Okay, wait, hold on. Let me find this thing. Hold on a second. Hold on. I haven't got.
I want to see what he looks like.
What was the dish?
I think his whole theory is that he believes chef using, here we go, human.
Aren't you supposed to put semen on your face? Like, isn't it supposed to like have?
Supposedly.
Depends what you're into, I guess.
But the chef believes that actually using semen in cuisine.
It's probably a lot of nutrients. Man.
Here we go. French chef forced to admit secret ingredient in creme souffle.
Wait, here the pudding?
Here he is. Okay. Here we go. Hey, this is World News. French chef forced to admit secret ingredient in creme souffle was semen after 37.
He was forced to admit it. It's like, did you do it? He's like,
how did someone figure this out? They're like, that tastes familiar.
No,
like what?
No, because 37 customers got herpes.
Can you get herpes from fucking
semen? Where do you get it from? From licking a wall? What are you joking?
God, every day's a school day, kids. I mean, I didn't realize.
Do you reckon the souffle like raised, because it's quite hard to do a souffle.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that the semen didn't like. collapse it.
But he was forced. Listen to this. I'm just going to read this to you. Okay. Chef Denora was forced to admit that he paid his employees bonuses at work for their production of semen, which amounted up to 2 liters
days. 2 liters.
Quote, you would masturbate into a cup, which you then bought to the chef, who would then weigh it for you in front of you and pay you a bonus at the end of the week.
Oh my gosh.
He probably thought he was being like breakthrough. He was this revolutionary.
What was his thought behind it?
His quote is, it's an extraordinary culinary ingredient, which has much to offer modern cuisine with its atypical and aromas and unique flavor. And he gave 37 people herpes.
I want to try it.
Oh my. You want
it? Well, do it with your own. If you do it with your own stuff, then you know that you're safe.
You won't get herpes, right?
At least you hope.
Hopefully not.
You can't give yourself herpes again, can you?
I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I would assume you not.
Also, what do? You go back into the kitchen and you go, who had
Excuse
it?
Excuse me.
Yeah, you walk again. which one of you?
Yeah, I'm getting my bonus back. Dare you bring herpes into my shop?
Which one of you fuckers?
Oh my gosh, that is wild.
Yeah, it's wild.
So how do you find these little stories?
I just think
Google's Frenchmen wanking.
just going back to the jungle, the funniest thing about when you were in the jungle.
I didn't have semen.
No, you didn't have
in
semen.
In the jungle.
You didn't have semen.
But I did have testicles. No, I had a camel's penis, just the tip, in my mouth.
Oh my God, it was quite
chewy. It had a really tough texture, actually.
I remember.
But not a lot of flavor.
I'm not surprised. Mm.
I was watching Hugo do a challenge with David Hay.
Yeah.
And David Hay completely alpha maled him. Like, I've never seen someone so alpha maled in their whole life.
I'm not surprised. He's a massive boxer. What was the challenge?
They had to climb.
Was it eating a dick? And David Hay completely alpha maled him. I could eat this quicker than you.
Yeah,
I
think, he would,
but
actually.
That's so funny. I did not realize that you had no clue about it.
No, so they did it in America, but I think it lasted, I don't even know if it made it a full season, but I didn't watch it, and I didn't actually realize how massive the show was over here. So I kind of was just like, yeah, okay, like I'll do it, and I was on a plane, and all of a sudden I was like, what am I doing?
Were you on the plane that you thought, well, this is wild?
And I landed and they're like, well, we got to take your phone and your laptop. And I was like, well, I got to call my mom.
Quickly,
like,
clear my history.
I got to let her know that And they're like, no, you
have
to.
Do you mind if I just borrow it for 5 minutes, actually? Just frantically.
I would just smash it. I would break in half and eat it.
I mean, no clue what I was doing. Actually, ignorance was bliss because I think if I would have known everything, I would. But what? So I knew there was like snakes and rats and all that. So I did hypnotherapy for snakes and I never told a single producer, anybody on the show, that was my biggest fear, because I didn't want them to use
like
it against
the dumbest thing you could do. Like, you should be like, oh, I love snakes, they're amazing. So then they never.
Well, I didn't get snakes. I did put my hand in a tank of them, which I did.
Did the hypnotherapy help?
I don't know. I don't know if it was that or adrenaline. It could have been a mixture of both. I would like to say it's hypnotherapy because I want to be like, hell yeah, man, it works.
I think I'm a big advocate for like holistic stuff as well. When I had glandular fever when I was.
Don't you get that from Spunky Souffle?
No, you get that from kissing too many people.
Sexy and spicy.
You get it from being amazing at sex. That's what I heard. Yeah, yeah.
Glandula, sure.
And you'd walk back to school and be like, I got glandular fever.
Hey, Doc. It's happened again.
No, but it's true. I went to this place. I must have been 15. And I honestly, I was walking. They go,
What is this new whistle thing?
Jamie's
become convinced that everyone is whistling
at
him.
Just blowing in the wind.
I think you might have tinnitus. No,
I walked into the gym and someone went, and I went, was that at me? And he went, yeah, you bet, yeah.
You sure he wasn't just like mid-workout and he's like looking at himself?
Yeah, he was just pumping iron.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
No, but I had glandular fever, which is like tonsillitis, but double as worse when I was 16. And it's from kissing too many people.
I've had it before, but you just get it. It's not from like kissing loads of people.
Yeah.
It's just like tonsillitis that gets worse.
Yeah, but it's just terrible. So you had, just going back to this, I'm still obsessed with it. Because I didn't realise, so you had no idea about the UK. You weren't even planning on going to the UK.
I knew about the UK. I mean, I toured.
One of those Americans when they show a map and they're like, where's the UK? They point at Iraq or something.
No, I mean, we toured throughout the UK. So I'd been here before, but like dipped in, dipped out. I didn't spend a quality amount of time. I didn't know my way around. So that really, I got out of the jungle and my manager was like, you need to drop your shit off in LA and get on a plane and come back. And I was like, okay. So I stayed at like the Mayfair Hotel for a month.
Yeah, yeah.
And just lived there and just was like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm having fun. But Kimberly from the Dolls had already lived here for a few years and she had like a group of people and friends.
So she knew
and then I did know Hugo. So those were like my peeps. That was my gang when I came over.
Because what is insane?
It's tough gang. Whoa.
Yeah,
don't cross those guys.
I always think this, right? So, you know, when this is how crazy, like life is crazy just in general, right?
Yeah.
It's mad what happens. And if we go back to something, like when I was in my teens and, you know, watching the Pussycat Dolls and things like that. And then you think to the future.
When you had glandular fever.
Yeah, yeah.
Sat in bed.
So I was making a souffle.
Fuck yeah.
Watching the Pussycat Dolls. Anyway, the point is that you sit there and you admire it and things like that.
You admire it.
Do you think I'd be in the jungle putting a camel penis in my mouth a few years later?
But then also you switch to many years later, we're on a sofa together doing a podcast.
Yeah.
That's what's wild about life.
I know it is.
It's crazy.
The fact that I've been here for 9 years now, and I thought like I'd be somewhere by the beach in SoCal. I'm like,
yeah, it's time to leave.
I'm by the Thames, just like, hey.
Yeah, but I think.
There's a beach on the Thames. I've been there.
There's a beach on the Thames? Yeah.
Just wear shoes.
But what do you?
A lot of needles.
When you look back at your life and you think about those times, like obviously you look at them fondly. When were you having more fun? Like, are you having more fun like now or when you were in the Pussycat Dolls touring?
I mean, they're different levels
for
of
sure.
fun. I mean, the fact of being on stage with like thousands of people is pretty epic. But I also like, I look back at those times, I'm like, who was that person?
Yeah, that's what
you
I
know,
mean.
I was really young and now I feel like I'm a woman. It was cool to start a reunion. Didn't quite finish it off, but it was cool, like to be an adult and be more familiar and know my body better and like put on outfits and be like, yeah, I'm gonna show some of this sass and mean it, you know. When I was in my like 20s, I was like, hey, here's my booty pop.
Oh. Yeah, I remember that.
Booty pop. That's actually what the French guy actually made next. It was a nice fizzy pop.
But that's what I mean, I suppose. I think my question is like, because you were touring so much and you were on stage all the time.
Yeah.
As a young man or a young woman, it's kind of, it's very hard to get to know yourself because you're playing a role so much all the time. And then what happens is you're on stage, it's this, that, and then when you stop touring, you're then left with yourself again. You go like, wait, hang on a second. Wait, who am I? And that's really hard for anyone who does any sort of performing.
Yeah, it was a trip actually because we were on the road for 8 years pretty much solid.
Jesus. That's crazy.
Yeah, and then spat out the other end and I was like, okay, who am I without this identity within the group? Because I got into the whole entertainment industry because I love what I did. I loved dancing. I loved performing. I liked, you know, doing little acting bits and stuff. So when it led to that, that was a surprise. Mm. So I got out the other end and I was like, oh my God, like, what do I do now? Like, how do I want to wear my hair? Like, what kind of outfit? And I know that sounds silly, but it was true. Mm. I was kind of told, we were all told in some ways what the brand of the Pussycat Dolls was. So to do that for 8 years solid and then, you know, kind of I'm hitting about 30 at that point. I actually went in... sat with a guru, this guru named Amma, and I did like chant. I was like just on a journey. I was like, okay, I need to
teach you a mantra type.
Yeah, I was doing mantras for like. I was doing yoga and like taking different acting classes and just trying to like figure out sort of who I was and get that passion again about the arts and creativity and stuff because I just felt burnt out.
Oh my God, this is so okay. I like just to. We're so similar in
we're
like,
totally
oh my
similar.
God.
We're like
well, because
putting
you,
our bedazzled
toured,
bras and people's
faces.
Because
you toured for 8 years.
Yeah,
I missed that bit of your life. When did you do that?
I toured for 8 years around the world. It was so
thousands
similar. I think we're just so similar in the bad bit.
You're talking about the breakdown.
Just the burnout bit. That's the same. But my point was, is obviously I did like we did a reality show, right? Which is not compared to the Pussycat Dolls. But you play like a character or a role for so many years, and it's heightened, right? So everything's turned up. And then what happens is you're kind of you spit yourself out or you're spat out or whatever happens, and you kind of change and things like that. And you then have to reevaluate yourself, and you're left with your bare bones. And you suddenly realize, okay, who the hell am I? What do I have to do? You have to rebuild yourself. And I feel like 30, for me, the same thing, is that kind of age where you suddenly go, shit, I'm 30 now.
Yeah.
And 30 is young, right? Like, I think you're old until you hit like 80. I really honestly, truly believe that.
Can't wait for you to get to 60. Yeah. And you're like, fuck.
Damn.
Yeah. I am young.
still, yeah, but a bit.
That
see,
guy.
Cher at 75, though.
Yeah.
Is she 75?
She is 75.
What's she doing to stay?
Stretching that skin, honey. I think there's been a few little stretchies.
Oh, stretchies.
Going on there.
What do you mean a stretchy?
You know, like, what
yoga.
Was that?
Oh, facelift.
Osborne. Who's the
Sharon?
One? Sharon. She's described it as like a scrunchie. She's like, they basically pull up your skin to the top of your head and put a little scrunchie around it.
Well, and just leave it there.
Yeah.
When I have kids, when I pick them up from school, if they're not scared of me, because I'm so Michael Douglas'd up, I want my kids to run away from me. Because I look... Why am I making that noise?
Because you look like the hunchback in Notre Dame.
Why am I a hunchback?
Holding a bat. You want to look horrific.
I want to look good, just, you know, scrunch back. Anyway, my point is that it is tough. And I think a lot of people don't mention this, especially about the entertainment world, that, okay, in any other industry, and let's get this serious for a second, any other industry, right? Doesn't matter if you're a dentist, an archaeologist, but like a painter, whatever it is.
It's the most random.
I know.
Let's
whatever.
Get serious here.
Yeah. Let's get serious.
Okay, look, if you're an archaeologist, right? Imagine it. This is real serious
but
stuff.
But it's true. There is no time limit. Someone doesn't go to you when you're a dentist. Look, you're 30 now or 40 now. You should probably give up. Mm. The entertainment industry is only the only industry, I feel like, in the world where they go, you know, this is kind of a time when you sort of should change things. There's firstly that. There's secondly that. With the entertainment world, which is where you have to act a role, and you act a role for so long, like you did 8 years, or I did reality show for 10 years, whatever it is, you act a role, and then you come out of it, and you have to refine yourself. And the reason why there is so many kind of anxieties or whatever it is within this industry is because you are playing a role for so long, and that's really hard to kind of navigate your way through. Does that make sense?
Well, I think there's pieces within that role that are you know, but then it's just like figuring out what is authentic to you. And I don't know, I think it's also like such a box in a way that you're fitting into, right? But there's so many sort of facets of us as a human in general, let alone like the role you're playing for that long. So it's just kind of getting to grow up differently, I guess. But
you were growing up so differently because you're touring, you're so young. You guys would like, sex symbols as well, which is also like people loved you for like women loved you, men loved you, everyone loved you, and having that
gays.
Much like your gays love you. Oh my God, everyone loved you guys so much, and they still love you, and that's almost really hard because that's so much. You know, how do you bottle that kind of validation, that excitement, and everything?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, we were in such a bubble, really. You know, and it just happened. So quickly. Jimmy Iovine, the head of Interscope Records at the time.
He's a legend. Oh my God.
Yeah.
The Defiant Ones. Hello.
Yeah, that's a good documentary,
isn't it? That's a great documentary.
he is a legend. And I remember sitting there at the table, and at the time I actually didn't really know who Jimmy Iovine was. But he's like, you know, okay, your lives are about to change. And I was like, yeah, cool, dude. Just excited to have like a gig, you know what I mean? Like do a thing. And then he gave us Don'tcha. And I remember hearing the track and I was like, oh God, that's actually kind of cool. He's like, we're gonna put Busta Rhymes on it. I was like, oh.
Shut up.
Shit. Okay. So then I was like, this is a whole different ball game. But it happened like that. But we were, you know, the one benefit of being in a group is you have each other. So we just were in this bubble together. So it just was happening at a very fast speed and like reality just shifted. But I knew the stage. So that felt familiar to me
because
I've grown up performing my whole life. So when I was on stage, that just was like, get goosebumps even thinking about it. It's just such, you know, people talk about meditation and being in the zone. Like it's just such an amazing space to exist in because the audience is just there wanting you to give them a show and you just want that energy back. And it's such this like high experience.
God, it's so great. I love the passion. I love the passion. It's so cool.
I mean, it was fucking cool to like be, and when people start learning the songs and you're like, wait a minute, what's happening now? But I was so young and now, but like, who I am now, I don't wish I could go back, but I just feel different now. You know, I'm so much more aware of who I am as a person and sort of what I want to gift the world. At the time, it was just like, well, this is a cool gig. Wow, this is happening.
Was there the fear that though, that it was that, because typically I think what happens in these situations, maybe they don't, is that I would be, you almost scared that it's going to end. Because it's so exciting that you almost don't live in the present as much because you're like, oh, God, this is so exciting and so fun.
Yeah.
So you're constantly thinking, about that. Did you have that or no?
No. Well, my dad was a drummer, percussionist, and he drummed in and out of the Mamas and the Papas. So he had like a little taste within like the 60s and 70s and stuff. No way. And so he would always tell me, you know, this won't be forever. So enjoy it. Mm. Enjoy the ride. But the thing was, is being in a girl band, we make people a lot of money. So there was... The schedule was outrageous. Mm. And I'm not going to lie, by the end, I was like, I was breaking down. I was in the hospital. Yeah, they thought I was having like a brain aneurysm.
Jesus Christ. Was that anxiety or what was it?
I think it was just going. And my body was just shutting down, really. And I was like, I remember being in the hospital. I was actually here in London. And I was like, I gotta go to Germany. I need to get on a plane now.
No, you were just 40. You were so conditioned.
Well, I was like, I got a show to do. And as I was walking to get the MRI for what they thought I was having a brain aneurysm, my knee locked up. And I got this viral arthritis. So I couldn't bend my knee.
Oh, my God.
And the doctor was like, I think you need to like just rest for a day.
Oh my God, I don't mean to laugh. That is so...
It's wild, isn't it? But the body just is like, you can't.
That's because it was just so much like...
I've never spoken about this. I'm just, but you know.
No, but I think it's so interesting. And what I think is so insanely... Firstly, I know how open you are about stuff. And I think that's so wicked. And the person that you meet you in the flesh is exactly the person you see wherever. That's what's so... It is
that's
true.
A nice
it's
compliment.
So, it
Thank
is so
you.
True. It's so true. And also, I think that being the entertainment industry, people think everyone has quite an easy breezy time. It is so hard, and it's competitive, and it's you know, it's sort of there's no security a lot of the time because you're going from one place. And as you said, you're making a lot of people a lot of money, and sometimes that doesn't always reflect on the whole band as a whole or other people like that. But you do get to have this most incredible time and meeting the amount of people and stuff like that. When you, with the Biscuit Girls, when was the moment where you went, oh my God, this has happened?
When people were starting to sing Don'tcha back to us, we were doing gigs and they started singing back the words. I was like, oh my gosh, this is like, what? What is happening? And I remember looking over at Kimberly. I was looking at Kimberly and I was like, oh my God, I know the words. What is happening?
Oh my God, my knee.
Yeah, little I know 8 years later, I was like, hobbling around, don't you? Don't you wish you could crack your knee like this?
Don't you wish you could be so tired like me? What I do. Don't you?
Don't you?
Don't you wish you could just go to bed?
Oh, but it was amazing, man. It really, really was.
But I just, the amount of people that you met, Jimmy Iovine, like that is incredible that he sat with you guys and said, this is going to change your life.
Yeah.
And you guys being so young and being like, okay, fine, sure it is. And You then experiencing that whole thing, traveling the world, meeting the people, playing songs that everyone knows, being part of something which goes down in history. Like the Pussycat Dolls are down in history, right? That is insane. Sorry, just really.
It is a bit. Yeah.
And that's the end of the, yeah, sorry. Sorry.
Herstory.
Yeah, sorry. Just, that's my motivational speaking. That's what I do every morning.
I was like, yeah. It's trippy because I know that, but it is trippy.
Yeah,
I don't, though,
no,
I guess.
Because it's your life and why would you ever think about it in that way? Because you experienced it, I think.
It was a wild time, but it was epic in many ways.
So Ashley, listen, we got to the end of part one though.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, no, you got a part two. Yeah. You got a part two. But what we like to do is we like to leave our listeners on a cliffhanger. Something that they go, oh my God, I'm going to come back for that. Uh-huh. So can you tell us something? Or give us something?
I've got a show coming out that I'm excited to talk about.
Here we go. That's
so
it.
So I could do that.
That's
there
it.
Okay.
Oh my God, we're going to hear about it in part two. I can't wait.
Stay tuned.
I'll see you in part two. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.